Teaching Bible Radio. Making plain the word of Jesus, just to let the people know. This is Teaching Bible Radio. Making plain the word of Jesus, just to let the people know. This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Celebrate God today. Amen. So we are just blessed that you have come to be with us as we have said, and we want to go right ahead and have a word of prayer. We know this is a pivotal time in human history, and yet we are moving forward. A lot of controversial and terrible things even going on in the world, but we know that our God is able. He is on the throne, and He is not moved. Amen. And He cannot be moved. Hallelujah. So we want to go right ahead and bless His name today, and I invite you to pray with me as we get started today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we praise Your holy name. Father, we bless You today. We thank You today, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift. You keep on sending down blessings, Lord, so we can give You praise. And Father, we praise You no matter what the circumstances are, Lord. No matter what the problem is, oh God, we give You praise today. And Father, we lift up Your name because Your name is excellent in all the heavens and in all the earth, Lord God. There is none like You. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we exalt You today. Father, we give You praise today. We just thank You today, Lord. We have come here to another season of Thanksgiving, and we want to thank You, Lord God, for all that You have done. Thank You for everything, Lord God, that You are doing on earth and in the heavens, Lord God. We know You are at work everywhere doing every good thing, Lord God, and taking care of us. So, Father God, we want to thank You today. We want to praise You today. We lift You up. We give You the glory. Father, we ask today that You forgive us of our sins, oh God. Wash us of every unrighteous thing, Lord God. And we just thank You for the blood of Jesus, which has satisfied Your wrath against sin for everyone who trusts in Him. Lord God, we pray that You bless us today, strengthen us today, oh God. Teach us today, Lord, how to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, we give You all the praise and the glory. We ask You to bless the word that You have given today, Lord God, so that Your people will be blessed. We ask You to look over those who are going through grief or suffering or pain or anything, Lord God, because we know You are able to do anything but fail. And so, Father, we want to thank You today and give You the praise and the glory. We ask You today, Lord, to let the preacher move out the way so that the Holy Spirit can speak the word, that Your people might be blessed in this season, Lord, as they have been in every season, because You have always blessed the remnant of those who believe. And so, Father, we want to give You the glory now, once again, in the praise, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everybody, everywhere, say it together. Amen. Go ahead and thank God. Hallelujah for another day's journey. Amen. I have been kind of leading up to this point here today to get us to the place where we can continue to be thankful regardless of the kind of things that are going on around us. We know there's been a lot of turmoil and grief and all of that, that many have lost loved ones, many have been sick and afflicted, and there are just so many things, political craziness, if you will, for lack of a better term, all the way around. And so we just want to get to where we can just see that in this season right here, that Almighty God is still on his throne. He is still blessing his people. He is still calling sinners to repentance. He is still giving salvation to all those who believe. And so we just thank God right now, no matter what's going on in this world, because we know he has never left his throne, and we just want to give him praise. If you're going through any changes or if this season has affected you in a negative way, I want to strengthen you today. Ask God to bless you, raise you up, give you the strength you need to keep on pressing, even at a time like this. And so we just want to just thank God for everything. And so we've been talking about that. I've been trying to get everybody's mindset to the place of being able to be thankful no matter what happens. Doesn't have to be good. Sometimes we want to thank God when it's good. But when things are going rough, sometimes we want to back away. And some people even accuse God. We've talked about that in this series already. But we're going to go ahead and take it another notch deeper today. And I want to talk about showing thankfulness to God and others. Showing thankfulness to God and others. It's very important how you and I behave, because God is always blessing. He has never ceased to bless his people. And God is also holy. That's a thing that many people have a problem with, is the holiness of God. But God is absolutely holy. That means it's beyond our definition. We can't really define what it really means. But it means that God is pure, that there's no unrighteousness in him, and that basically he is the most let's call it the most glorious of all individuals, if we can use the term individuals, kind of a reduction for someone on the magnitude of God, of which there's only one, as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But he is totally pure and righteous. So that's a thing that's difficult for a corrupted mind like mine to really embrace or even get a hold on. But we want to talk about being thankful to God, the supreme being that many deny in the time we live in. There are folks here in our time who try to deny God, or they try to put God in competition with so-called other gods. But the truth is, the Bible says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's one God and one Father who is above all. And he is the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so therefore, because God has been so merciful, he puts up with even when people denounce him and all those kind of things. He puts up when people deny him entirely. And he puts up with people who try to say science is a big thing and above him, or try to equate science with things that God has created. He made them all, but the scientists want to run away and take the credit for many things. But I want you to understand, God has never moved. His throne is seated there in perfection, and that everything he has designed is going off according to his will. And sometimes people do these things, we would call it the permissive will of God. God permits people to do these things. It's not his best desire or his best goal for you that he permits people to disagree with him or put in other philosophies or things in place that deny him, but it's his mercy, it's his grace, it is his kindness. And he has centered the world around his son. And y'all know that's our principal subject around here. We like to talk about and exalt the name of Jesus, the Son of God, by whom God has protected and covered the whole world. And he's also centered Christ in the middle of time so that it will be easy for you to believe in him. And so we can preach that all the time. But today I just want to talk about showing thankfulness to God. And not only to God, but also to others. Now, thankfulness to God is something you and I ought to naturally do. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. In other words, the thing he has made, things he has made, is showing off how glorious and magnificent he truly is. And so we ought to thank God. And we talked about that earlier in much detail in the series. So today, as we approach this Thanksgiving Day of 2020, of the year of our Lord, let us meditate on the greatness of Almighty God and his immeasurable grace and love toward us and all mankind. No matter how man responds to God, God responds to man with love. You know why? Because he continues to provide for people even if they don't believe in him. If they don't trust his son, which is his cure for all disease, is his cure for all arguments, complaints, the problems with wars and difficulties between nations, disagreements, the answer to all those problems and every other problem, disease, coronavirus, whatever you want to name, is Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God who He sent and anointed with power from on high. And the reason we know Jesus is able to do the job is that He is the only one that got out of the grave and declared, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth." So we can trust Jesus. The world is configured around Jesus. Whether anybody wants to admit it or not, I don't care how scientific you profess to be, you have to know the calendar is telling you the Lord Jesus Christ was born 2,020 years ago. And so we're celebrating Jesus. God gave Jesus so that you and I could know that He loves us. That's why it says, "For God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So I want you to know this today. God loves you, beloved, whoever you are, no matter what you're thinking, no matter how out of whack with the truth that God has already clearly given, that's been in the world every second you have been on earth, no matter how you side with that thing, whether you trust God's word or not. And many people don't, which is a really sad thing. And our culture used to be more centered in God's word, and we slipped out of that and kind of gotten into humanism, if you will. But God is always there providing mercy. You can always stop right now where you are, repent, turn around, and God is willing to forgive you and give you supernatural information about who He is and where this world is going. God has given the story of the world clearly written in His word, so we don't have to worry about it. Many things scientists contradict what God said. They say things that contradict what God has already said. And you and I need to know that. Because when you hear these conflicting stories, you want to know, what should I do? How should I believe it? Because it's widely believed. Does that mean that it's okay? Because it flies in the face of what God says? These are the kind of things you and I have to grapple with. But I don't grapple with it. I'm good. I know exactly that I trust what God says above any knowledge, no matter what people say. And because God has never failed and His word has never come short. He has never come short of His word, so you can always trust Him. He will give you that confidence if you believe in Him and believe that He has raised His Son, Jesus, from the dead. Faith in Jesus Christ is the link between all human beings and Almighty God and His everlasting fullness and all of His glory. There's only one way to connect to Him properly, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's why this world is configured around the Lord Jesus Christ. And I keep saying that because I want all of you who hear my voice to trust in the name of Jesus. That's the proclamation of the good news we call the gospel. For God so loved the world, He gave Jesus, His only begotten Son, that whosoever, it's a blanket invitation to all men, women, boys, and girls everywhere, believe on the name of Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. So I want to talk to you now about how do we show thankfulness to God. God has what we call a permissive will. He permits things to happen. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best things or the things that He wants. Because you know what? God has given freedom. One of the greatest gifts that we have as men and women and boys and girls on this earth is freedom. God has given you freedom. He doesn't want to put you in a box and put chains on you and give you step-by-step commands of everything to do. He wants you to enjoy what He has made. And that's why He made it so beautiful and so vast. And it has everything in it that we ever need. And God has given us, me and you, the ability to be free. That means you can select what it is of the things God has made for yourself. And He said, "I'll be with you. As long as you factor me into your thoughts, I'll be with you." That's why it says, "Trust in the Lord," Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "with all your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him." He doesn't say what those ways are. Whatever your ways are, acknowledge God. You know what? If you're doing something you can't acknowledge God in it, then it's not a good thing. I'm going to let you know that. You probably know that already. So the fact is, if I can acknowledge God in everything I do, then He will direct my path. He'll make the path straight. He'll teach you how to prosper in this world. And you know what? You can reject God and walk around and act as though He doesn't exist. God will permit that. Doesn't mean it's the best. Certainly not for you. Because there will be a day of reckoning. Right now in time, we have freedom. But there's coming a day when everything will be sealed. And it will be according to God's will at that point. And you don't want to be in opposition to the will of Almighty God. So trust in God and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Do I understand how God does that? No, not necessarily. I understand what He has revealed in His Word, but I don't know everything that God has planned or that what He's doing. But you know what He said? I'll be with you. I'll teach you as you go along if you acknowledge Me in all your ways. And so it's very important for me to be thankful to God because He allows me to continue to go forward in this world, in the freedom that He has given me in order to serve Him and worship Him. So He has given the church, which is the group of called out people who have believed in Him, the assignment to go into the world as we are going, it says there literally in the Greek, as you are going into the world, teach all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And then He said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So God says, I'll be with you, my church, as you go through the world preaching the gospel. And I'll be with you always. So God has promised to be with you and me. So for that reason, we should be thankful. I have dedicated my life to the practice of preaching the good news because God wants everyone to know that He loves you with an everlasting love. He's given Jesus to settle your sin account once and for all, and that if you just trust Him, that God says you shall be saved. That's a great promise. That's the promise of the gospel. So today, I want to talk about showing thankfulness to God and to others. God is awesome. We should thank Him for everything, even if it's something that seems unpleasant in our lives, of which many things we bring on ourselves. But God has given everyone abundant reasons to thank and appreciate Him. As we thank God, let us also thank Him for our families, our friends, our neighbors, and even our enemies, people who are the enemies of God and of you and me. Thank God for them, because there is a purpose for them. They're not really, if it was a time when I was an enemy of God, I didn't trust Him, didn't believe Him, didn't lean and depend on Him. But the Bible says while we were yet enemies, sinners against God, He loved us and He gave Christ for us. So people who are considered enemies will possibly convert and trust Jesus the Christ and be saved. So you have to consider that all the time. And that is the will of God, that we preach the gospel to every creature. So we too once were enemies of God until He called us out of darkness and to send us out to others with the same condition. So these other people of whom we speak that have not trusted God or have not trusted in Jesus Christ specifically, because Jesus Christ is the focal point of Almighty God. No one will be saved without Jesus, the Messiah. And so you can profess, a lot of people say we know God, but they don't profess that Jesus alone is the Savior who God has sent to represent Him and given all authority and power to Him in heaven and earth. And it was the Father's good pleasure, the Bible says, that all the fullness should dwell in Jesus the Christ. So you and I should have a happy Thanksgiving this year, regardless of how ugly things have been. And there have been some ugly things this year. There's been some odd, strange things this year. But the fact is, we're still here. And even if we lost somebody along the way, God is still in charge. He's still on the throne. And so you and I who are here, who are alive and remain, as Paul said to the Thessalonians, should trust God. Trust Him no matter what you're going through. He will give you a way to make it. He will bless you with understanding. And He, as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by Me. We want to trust in Him and realize God will take us through. Now, I want to show you that there were some other people who we can draw some strength from in the Word. So let's take a look at Psalms 30. And I'm going to just quick right into the middle of it. The whole psalm is beautiful, and I recommend that you read it and meditate on it during this Thanksgiving season. And here in verse 4, I want to zoom in here. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Just because God is perfectly holy, we should sing and give Him praise. We should always be aware that He is there. No matter what kind of thing man's doing, what's going on earth, whether it's a good time, a bad time, a hard time, a war time, a peace time, no matter what it is, trust in the Lord all the time. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints. Now that term saints means people who have been set apart for God's purposes. Though us who believe God, He's pulled us out of the normal stream of humanity, and He's designated you to be a saint. That means a holy one. You have acquired the holiness and the righteousness of God that He gives as a gift to everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ and believes that God has raised Him from the dead. That's a universal gift that God gives. So sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Psalms 30 and 4. Verse 5, for His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He said, we only hear that at funerals, but I want you to know this is a verse for every day. Weeping may endure for a night. There could be some things in your day that are just terrible. There could be terrible stuff that happens in every one of our days. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is roses. There are also difficulties. Somebody said, into every life a little rain must fall. And so we want to understand that in spite of that, God is on the throne. He is not moved. He still loves you. He's giving you another chance every time you wake up in the morning. Amen. He starts you on your way, as we like to say. And so you have every reason to thank Him and give Him praise, no matter what magnitude of difficulty you may be going through. And notice verse 6 in Psalms 30, verse 6. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Sometimes we rely on our prosperity, but if something happens to shake our tree and knock us off our pins, then all of a sudden we get upset and many people find fault with God. Although God has given us a lot of reasons and witnesses that we can look at, people like Job, who went through tremendous suffering, but had enough faith in God to realize that God had spared him, taken him through, brought him out of the normal stream of human life, and blessed him with everything he had. So he said, if God gives, if the Lord gives, shall He not take it away? If that's His choice, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Job said, even in all the adversity that he went through. Although God, of course, restored back to Job even more than he had before. But we may be going through a season. That's the thing I want you to understand. No matter what you are going through, you can trust God. He is taking you through. If He didn't take you out, He's taking you through. And the fact is, He took you out and you're His. You don't need to worry about that either, because He's not got you covered, even from death in the grave. That's why He raised Jesus out of the grave, so you and I can lose the fear of death and take away the strongest enemy, the strongest device of the enemy, who is the devil. The devil likes to threaten people with death and all that kind of thing. But Jesus took that sting out of death because He got out of the grave, having defeated the grave and given authority to me and you to preach His word. Amen. So these are reasons why we should show thankfulness to God. Also notice what the psalmist says in Psalms 30, looking again, verse 7. Lord, he says, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. See, sometimes we get the perception that God is not listening, or He's not aware of what I'm going through. But the fact is, God is always aware of every problem and every circumstance you and I are going through. Sometimes He allows that in order for us to grow spiritually, to trust Him to a deeper dimension. And so perhaps that's what you're going through. And if so, thank God in the middle of it. Realize He's letting you go through. He's giving you power. He's giving you understanding. And He's just stretching your muscles a little to take you through that situation and to prepare you for the next matter in your life. And finally, Psalms 30, verse 8, I cried unto thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. That's a beautiful verse, because we can always talk to God. You know what? I get a lot of peace when I talk to God. I talk to God about my situation, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I praise Him no matter whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, no matter what I'm dealing with, no matter what kind of confusion the enemy may stir into my life, no matter what kind of a situation the world may deal out to me, even my own doubts from my own flesh whenever they come up. And that does happen. You better know that sometimes it's an internal set in your mind that comes out and tries to destroy your peace. You may think a negative thing about yourself, because the flesh, Jesus said in John 6:63, profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. So you always have to remember to override even the flesh, the world, or the devil with the truth of God, and realize God loves you and He has given His Son to you, so we should therefore be thankful. So the psalmist was a good individual to see that. So in this difficult season of life, let us choose to be grateful, not toward each other, and we will talk about that next, and God. Trust in God, but let's be grateful toward each other. Let's understand we're all in this thing. You see that all the time. I thought that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Well, we're all in this together. And I said, yeah, duh, yes we are. But where else are you going to be? Can't be anywhere else. We're here on earth, so certainly we're all in this together. Obviously, people have the crazy thing, I'm going to coexist. You don't have any choice. Not unless you're going to go to Mars, and I think you'd have some trouble there as well. But the fact is, coexisting, we're all in this together, kind of crazy statements people have made. But the fact is, there's a little truth to it, in the fact that, yes, we don't have anywhere else to be. God has given us the world, and He has blessed us with knowledge, wisdom, time, and all kinds of things that we have here to work with. And so we want to realize that even though a difficult season comes, like what we've been going through here in this year, let us choose to be grateful toward one another and God, who has given Jesus the Son to make everyone who believes in Him clean and free from the penalty of His judgment, as the psalmist David did. And let us realize that even when we are going through a season of darkness, grief, or chastisement, it could be chastisement from God sometimes, God has promised to see us through to a brighter day. He says, I got a brighter day coming for you. And if you're going through trouble, you know what? Like I heard somebody say, when you're going through trouble, don't stop. Keep going. Just keep on going. God's going to bring you through. He'll make a way out of no way. If you keep on trusting Him, He will see you through. And so that's what I want you to understand here as we look at what the psalmist has shown us, how we can be showing thankfulness to God and others. So I also want you to see here, our love for one another is a critical and important thing. We did a series at St. Timothy back some time back, speaking about what Jesus told His disciples. He said that the whole world will know that you are My disciples because you have love one to another. We have to love on one another, realize our brothers and sisters are in the same type of struggles that we're going through, and no matter what we're going through, we have each other. We can lean and depend on each other. The fellowship of the church is a beautiful thing. You will understand that God wants you to be a part of the church. We're talking about the real church, the church who trusts and believes in Jesus the Christ, that He is the only Savior of the world, that God has raised Him from the dead, seated Him at His right hand, configured the world around Him, in order that all men, women, boys, and girls can have a proper relationship with the Almighty through His Son, Jesus, the perfect priest, who is prophet, priest, and king, holding a threefold office in order to give you and me perfection with the Almighty God. Think about that. No one else can do that. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of professors, but there are no other possessors. The only one who possesses that quality is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the only representative that God has sent. And the Bible says, whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. So our love for one another is the greatest testimony of the transforming power of God that He has sent. He has invested in us by offering of His Son, Jesus the Christ, and to a cruel season of betrayal. Think about what Jesus went through. You want to talk about the troubles that we have in our life. Jesus was subjected to a cruel season of betrayal, mockery, pain of the highest and most sadistic variety, shame and humiliation, unimaginable suffering and degradation, and even death. He was subjected to death, of course, by His own will. Not that the people who inflicted all that pain on Him were able to take Him to death. They could not. Jesus said, no man taketh My life from Me, but I lay it down that I might take it up again. He was in full charge, even though they were doing all of this. And He did all this to redeem us and reconcile us to God, His Holy Father. And so Jesus was in full control of that situation, even though He came to His own, the Jews, the Israelites. They rejected Him after He had shown and displayed that He had all power, that He was God in the flesh, that He was the promised one, the Messiah, the Moshiach Nagi, the Hebrew said, Messiah the Prince. He had come out of eternity, was born in the flesh, in order to give His life as a ransom for your sin and mine. And yet, it was also written that His own people would reject Him. They would put Him away and cast him out and accept a criminal instead of Messiah, who was absolutely perfect, and put him to death on the Roman cross. All of that is prophesied in the Old Testament, that Jesus would suffer, hang, bleed, and die on the tree in order to deliver all of the world, not just the Jews, although he did come to them first, because he was of the seed of Abraham. He was of the lineage of King David. And so he came in the power of God, exactly in the line that God had promised, in order to be born in Bethlehem of Judea and to grow up to be a full age and have a 3.5-year ministry at the end of his life, which was his own choosing. It was him who brought an end to his life. No one else did. That's why the verse in John says, "No man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down that I might take it up again." So Jesus came, as we have mentioned, to show us that he could live the whole human experience and satisfy his Father from the womb to the tomb. And no one else has ever done that. And that's why he is the only representative that can make you right. And I hope you trust me today. Not so much me, but the Spirit of God, who is also with me right now, telling you that you are hearing the truth, the gospel, the good news. God's Son was given for you, that whoever believes in him will not perish. He is the only way anyone can be saved. I want to be clear about that. There is no other way. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, there is no other name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved. It says at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so we are looking for the return of Christ, and that can be at any time. In the meantime, let us show thankfulness to God and also to one another. That spirit of brotherhood that we have in the church is a beautiful thing, because Jesus said that it preaches to the world. The whole world will know that you are my disciples because you have love one to another. And so he says our representation of how we love on one another is a better testimony even than what we preach. If I show you love and affection, and there's nothing more I can do that than to tell you the truth, and also I'll be here for you, whoever you are. If I understand, I'll be there for you. I'll be your shoulder to lean on. I'll be the person who you can call to get some consolation in the midst of a time of trouble. And so we have this fellowship within the church where we look out for one another, care for one another. And this is the way that I say that we should be not only thankful to God, but also thankful to one another for our fellowship, the love that we have one for another, as we spread this good news, which is the best news in the world, out to the world. Now I want to take you to a passage in the New Testament as our time is moving along here. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, you'll find these words from the Apostle Paul. "But we are bound to give thanks all the way to God for you." Paul says, "We're thanking God for you, you Thessalonians." He says, "Brethren, beloved of the Lord," see, they're in that same family, "because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." So how do you and I get into the family of God? Think of who this is right here. It's Paul, who hated the church, that didn't understand it. When he was in his ignorance and he did not understand that Jesus is the only Savior, right? Same thing I've shared with you today, the only Messiah, the only proper link to connect you and me to the Almighty God, is God's only Son who he sent. The perfect representative of heaven and the perfect representative of earth came together in the one person of Jesus the Christ. He is fully God 100%, and he is fully man 100%. And he is the perfect and only mediator between God and men. God brought that to pass. Saul of Tarsus, who was Paul before he got saved, didn't believe it until later on. Once he got on that Damascus road, he believed the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. His life turned around for the better, and God went on to use him to write half of the New Testament. And so this is the type of thing you can expect today. If you begin to trust God, realize that his people are telling you the truth, that we are here to preach this good news to you. We want every person to hear the word that God has loved you and given his Son, Jesus the Christ, to cover you from all sin. He is the only one that can make your account 100% clean. in the sight of a perfectly holy and almighty God, His Father. If you trust Him and believe Him today, it'll be the best thing that you have ever done. And then you can have that fellowship. John put it this way. He said that we have fellowship with one another. In other words, of the organization and the connection of the community of the church is fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. In other words, He keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Day after day after day after day. And it's a wonderful thing. You know what? If you're being truthful, you know you need it. I have to say, I need the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. So many times, you're not intending to even think a wrong thing, but you do. Or you're not intending to say a wrong thing, but you do. And you're not intending to feel or desire a wrong thing, but you do. And the fact is, we need that continuous cleansing of the blood of Jesus day in and day out. And that's the kind of fellowship we have with God. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. So Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, after he got turned around, this was part of his journey to preach the gospel to the world. He says that we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. Now he's thankful for the Thessalonian Gentiles. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because he understands that they are his brothers, they are beloved of the Lord. Because God has from the beginning chosen you. He understands that God is the one who has to make you and me alive. We can't do it. We have no authority, no power, but Almighty God chooses you. Jesus in John 15:16 said, you did not choose me, I have chosen you. And I ordained you, see? So if you believe in the gospel today, it's because God has chosen you, even from the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4 says that He chose us in Him from the foundation of the world. So you are selected by God, chosen by God to have faith in His Son, to believe the gospel, and to become a part of the brethren of the family of God who loves on one another and shows each other grace and thankfulness in order to be there to support one another throughout the rest of time. So Paul got to that place here as he talked to these Thessalonians and wrote this second epistle. He says here that the way this happens is that God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification. Sanctification is a word that means correcting my lack of Christ-likeness into Christ-likeness. God is changing me from the way I normally would be, my natural way, into the way Christ is. We're gradually being adjusted into the holiness and the righteousness that Jesus Christ modeled for the whole world, and also he did it to satisfy the wrath of Almighty God. Jesus lived that perfect, spotless, sinless life from the womb to the tomb in order for him to satisfy God so that whoever believes in him will not perish. That's why God has made Jesus the focal point, that you cannot be saved without him. His righteousness covers all who trust in him and believe in him. And his righteousness is imputed to you. In other words, I don't have it myself personally, but God puts it on me. He clothes me in the righteousness of Christ. It's as though I came in dark like this device here. And God said, you trust Christ, I cover you with perfect righteousness. Now you're covered in the righteousness of Jesus the Christ. And so it's a covering. It's a thing that God has provided so that whoever believes him can know that they are covered in the righteousness of Jesus, which satisfies God entirely. And so we need to be thankful for one another, because we didn't get here by any human effort. We got here by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and that alone. So Paul goes on to say, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto you were called by our gospel. This news that I'm preaching right now is the good news by which God calls sinners to repentance. Come and believe in Jesus Christ right now. Receive perfect holiness from God right now. Let God cover your darkness with his righteousness right now. He can only do it one way, and that's when you trust in Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead. Then you shall be saved. That promise comes from the perfectly holy, almighty, and righteous God who gave his Son to save wretches like me and you. So Paul goes on to say that whereunto you were called by our gospel, that's that good news, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we're heading. That's our direction. No matter what we're going through here, beloved, we're heading toward Christ likeness. You and I are heading for glory. We're heading for perfection. We're heading for the glory and the beauty and the majesty of Almighty God to enjoy Him forever and ever. Amen. God is the one directing our path. It says, that's why we go back to the Proverbs. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That path is going to take you on a highway to holiness, where you will become more and more like Christ and less like we are naturally in the flesh. Isn't that wonderful, beloved? You should thank God for that alone and for the family of believers that God has called you into. Notice what else here it says here. In 15, it will be done. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught. See that? Teaching is important. It's important to get in a good Bible-believing and teaching church that teaches you how to rightly divide the word of truth. You got to understand the word, because the word is the cleansing agent that God uses to wash away our filthiness. And it's a process that will take a long time. It'll take a lifetime for me and you to get clean from all the filthiness that we have acquired in this life. And the fact is, the word of God, it says, is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder the soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from God's sight. See that? Every little thing in us, God will reveal it through His word. And He will provide cleansing, as it says in Titus, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take the word and cleanse me and you and make us more like Christ the more that we have fellowship with one another and realize that it is the blood of Jesus that sanctifies us in the sight of Almighty God. There's nothing else that can provide this for you. No ritual, no ceremony, no baptism, except the baptism of God's Spirit when He gives you faith to believe the gospel, the good news about His Son. And so what I want you to see here is, therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold the tradition which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle, in other words, by preaching, or by what you read in God's word. These are the important elements of being saved, and we hope that you will, through this season, no matter how reckless or ugly the world looks around you, we hope that in this season, that you will enjoy Almighty God, show thanks to God, no matter what you're dealing with, whatever you're going through in life, thank God anyway, and thank the church around you. Be thankful to the members of God's body, the church. We are those who believe and trust in Jesus and understand that His sacrifice is the only thing that is making us clean. So as Paul admonishes the Thessalonians to be aware that it was God who called us all to come to understand that our salvation was His idea and His gift, which He initiated in us. See that? It was His idea, His gift, and He started it. He got you and I on the track to believe the truth of the gospel. And that we, therefore, need to be thankful to one another as we go out preaching and sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's where we are. You and I, or I am so thankful, and I hope you can agree with me on this. I'm so thankful about the way God has done me now. And as He has been doing me for some number of years. That's why I think somebody wrote that song, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. Because He's the only one who has been moving me up this path, bringing me closer to what I need to be, and taking me further away from what I used to be. And He will do that for you. He loves you right now. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God wants to give you some guidance. He wants to lead you through this time that we're going through, this odd time. I believe good times are just up the road, because God will make it so. And even no matter how it is, I want you to know He loves you, and I hope that you have accepted Jesus to be your Savior. I'm going to lead you in a word of prayer right now, and I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving holiday. Be careful how you move out here. There are still some dangerous things in life. And I think common sense is a beautiful thing. It really is. God has given us common sense to look and see and be able to understand what we should and should not do. So we have to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Let's pray. Lord God, in the matchless name of Jesus, your Son, that perfect one that you prophesied and you sent into the world, When the fullness of time was come, you sent forth your Son, made of a woman, born under the law, to deliver all who trust in him from the curse of sin and the law of sin and death. And Father, today we come repenting of our sin, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us. We ask you to cleanse us, O God. Wash us again afresh in the blood of Jesus. If there's anybody coming today never understood how much you love them, let them understand today. Let the word go into their heart and into their life today. Let them be saved today, Lord God. Help them to understand that you have given Jesus and he is the only way that any of us have been saved, and the only one anyone will ever be saved is by faith in Christ and that alone. And that you raise him up out of the grave so that we don't even have to have the fear of death. So, Father, today in the name of Jesus, save somebody who is listening to my voice. Let them know you have loved them and that you will take care of everything that they need. That you will be on mind and on time walking them through the rest of this life. That take away their pain and their grief and their suffering and replace it with faith and hope and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord God, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Bless everyone who's coming into the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Father, be with us as we go down from this place, as we travel to our various destinations. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are truly our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. And it's in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. We hope that you have gotten saved, and we'd like to hear from some of you. You can catch us online at teachingbible.org any time of day or night, anywhere on earth. You can catch our podcast at anchor.fm/Landis-Fisher. That link is on our website at teachingbible.org, and we hope that you will come there. We'd like to hear some comments from some of you out there. We'd like to include some of those in our podcast. If you would log in and listen to the podcast, click on the message, leave a message link, and we'd like to feature some of your comments, questions, or things of that sort, even criticism. We'll take all of those into consideration as you leave those messages on anchor.fm on our podcast. Amen. We thank God for you. We hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving. We hope you enjoy all that good food. Amen. All those good desserts. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. So we hope you will enjoy your entire holiday. We're looking forward to more fellowship with you on a more up close and personal here in the near future. And until then, may God richly bless you. Amen.